Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. This is a Friday episode, which this episode, normally if you listen to the show, comes out every Tuesday. However, it is the end of the summer almost. It is the beginning of August, and we've had some travel in the last couple weeks, and I've pre-recorded a couple episodes, and just these last couple days, I have been home with the kids, and just trying to get a couple minutes in without my six-year-old, like, you know, pulling me in a thousand directions has been, or fighting with the 10-year-old. It's just been a lot. It's been a lot of emails coming from the school. It's been a lot of emails coming from our travel sports teams that we're on. So it's felt like a lot, a very heavy last couple weeks here. But I love a Friday episode. It's kind of like a nice little start to the weekend. And most of the shows I listen to come out a little bit earlier in the week too, so I always get excited when there is a Friday brand new episode that I can tune into. So hopefully you're listening to this live on a Friday. If you're listening to this at a later date, any day of the week, welcome. My name is Mallory Campbell, and I'm so excited that you're here. This is an episode I've been wanting to record for a while. I'm going to keep it as short as possible because there's a lot to unpack here. So I'm going to extend some of the talking points out into other episodes. But I've had a lot of conversations actually in the last couple days, in the last couple weeks, with women who are business owners, who are moms, who are basically high achieving women. And that's a lot of the women that I work with, women in business, women who are doing big things in the world, your creators, you're running and leading your family at many different stages of life. And one of the most common conversation topics, or why people come to me to work with me, to go on retreats, to do workshops, whatever it might be. And this is one of the biggest things that women are going through, is feeling a massive, major disconnect with your body. And this is a big one because this was me for the majority of my life. I'm in my 30s, and it wasn't until around 33 or 34 years old that I actually started to feel connected to my body again. And I have had two kids. I have a six-year-old and a 10-year-old. Like I said, when you're carrying children and you're pregnant, a lot happens with your body. It is a mind F. This is not what we're going to talk about today, but let me just say, for anyone who has carried a child, it's a lot. And from my first pregnancy, I actually went directly into competitive bodybuilding. I did that for just about 7 years, over 10 shows. And although one would look from the outside and be like, oh yeah, you know, you got it together, your body's looking great and all the things, I gained over 50 pounds with my first pregnancy, and it really took a mental toll on me. And this is not where I'm going with this episode. I've just wanted to put that out there that my body physically has changed a lot over the last 30 some years. But this is more on an energetic level of finding safety in your body. And even though I've carried two babies, that I was competing, and I've been in the health and fitness personal training space for a really long time, although I don't train clients anymore, I do work out. I love to, you know, all the wellness aspects and moving my body and all of those things. The biggest conversation piece that I've had, when we really get into it, when I really am able to have conversations with girlfriends, or whether it's in one of my coaching programs, when we really get into it, it is being open and vulnerable about feeling the disconnect with our bodies as women. And that may look like feeling uncomfortable in your own skin, not being able to recognize certain cues because we just have so much going on that our bodies are designed as a communication tool. Sensations, emotions, physical responses are all ways of sending messages to ourselves. And it can become really easy just to ignore all of those things. Or on the other side, you may notice you have some aches or pains, or you're getting sick, or you're extremely fatigued or brain fogged or tired. And that's just more signs that you could be really disconnected from what's going on with your body. And some of these cues, when I started to pay attention, and let me tell you, it is not always the most comfortable thing. It can be very uncomfortable and not a fun experience when we go through some of these things to actually feel what our body is trying to tell us. And it's by design. Our bodies are designed to keep us safe. So if we're not feeling these things, there's nothing wrong with us. It's just, we got to find a way to come back and connect and listen to what these cues are telling us, what they're showing us, where they're guiding us to. And this can also lead into feeling that cloudy intuition that so many of us are like, we're born as women to have this. We do have this innate intuition. And it's so funny. I've talked about this on the podcast before too. My husband, you know, men are just designed, they're designed a little different. And sometimes he'll be, you know, trying to make a decision and he'll just ask me point blank, like, hey, what should I do in this situation? I'll do a quick check and then be like, this is where you should go. Or that's a no over here. Or that's a yes over here. Just because I've been able to streamline a little bit more of what's going on in my own body, that I'm able to pinpoint those markers for myself. And we go through seasons of anxiety, or maybe I've had postpartum depression as well. Maybe you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed. Maybe you're feeling a little bit blocked, a little bit cloudy, a little bit mentally cluttered, emotionally cluttered. So many things are going on. And I have felt this too, collectively, just like a heaviness. But really allowing yourself to come back, like streamline, come back to the basics of just listening to the signals of your body. And different situations may come up and arise that you start to feel an activation, or an old memory comes back, or maybe an old feeling comes back that's not attached to a memory. And that may sound a little bit confusing, right? Sometimes you might remember something in the brain. You're like, oh yes, I remember this thing. Other times you may get a signal in your body that you just feel something. Maybe you feel a pit in your stomach, or you start sweating a little bit, or you feel your heart rate pick up a little bit, or maybe you feel a tightness in your chest and you're like, I don't know what this is attached to. I'm just feeling this feeling. And this can happen, especially if we've blocked out certain things in our lives and your body's almost time traveling. Let's say a situation happens, you get this feeling, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know where this is coming from. Your body is just picking up these cues of, this reminds me of something. So here's the same feeling of something that had happened in the past. You may not remember or be able to connect what that thing is yet, but it's up to us to figure out how to bring ourselves back to a state of regulation, or bring us into a space where we can start making decisions or coming into a state of mind that we just feel a little bit more regulated, a little bit more calm. And this is really why it's so important to be able to have some tools in our back pocket, whether it's breathing or movement or a quick little body scan. Every time I start a breathwork practice or a visualization practice in any of my workshops or groups, I almost always start it with a body scan, bringing awareness just to different parts of our body to see what's coming up and what's present, to be able to strengthen that awareness, that mind-body connection, and just really get that relationship back of really feeling on what's going on for us. Because what can happen is if we start to feel anxiety or we start to feel this thing in our stomach or this nervousness, that can just become a state of being for a very long time. And this was me for a really long time. Growing up, I didn't have very regulated people in my life. It was just very high stress or high anxiety. I'm like, well, this is just must be the way that we are as humans. And it wasn't until later in life when I got married and I was having conversations with my husband, and he's like, you know, it doesn't always have to be like this. You don't always have to be this heightened state of anxiety just walking around. I'm like, wait, what? I don't have to live like this always. And it really came back to me. This has been, you know, a 10 plus years. I've been married for 13 years together with my husband for 18 years this year, which is crazy. Coming up on 18 years in the next couple of months. It's wild. Almost 20 years together. It's crazy. But really figuring out how to come back to my body and using some of the somatic soma in the body techniques and tools as far as breath work or just giving myself a pause to check in. It could be a form of movement. It could be a form of music. I love a lay down. Sometimes for me, it's just, I'm going to lay down and do a little scan and see what's coming up for me. And really getting comfortable asking yourself what you need. What do I need right now? And listening to it is a beautiful way to start strengthening your intuition for your body to keep giving you those signals. Because when we feel unsafe in our own body, it's really challenging to really get that connection back, to really strengthen that intuition, to have that loving relationship with our physical meat suit that we're in, and really find the harmony and integration of the inner work and the outer work that we're doing. There's so many pressures and expectations that come on us, like that are presented to us from the external world, or maybe it was people really close to you, to lead women into ignoring or not trusting our bodies. Oh, that's so silly. That thought you had is so silly, or this thing, why are you doing this thing over here? And it's just really reinforced that belief of, well, somebody else must know better than me. And that can be such a challenging energy frequency to sit in. It's like, well, let me just trust everybody else because they seem to know better. And when we can start to cut out a little bit of the noise and come back home to ourself, find practices that really feel in alignment. Movement is such a big thing that has been so beneficial in my life. Even if I'm in the gym walking on a treadmill, just something really simple, that's when my creative juices really start to flow. That's where I actually create a lot of my content, is when I'm moving and creating some action going on in my life and not just sitting stagnant. And I love, like I said, I love a lay down. I love stillness, love all of those things. But just getting in that flow state of simply just walking, whether it's outside on a treadmill, can really start to enhance that body awareness, that trust, acting on those signals that our body is giving us. So if you're in a situation, you start to feel that pit in your stomach, just take a minute and check in with yourself. Just take a minute and check in. Okay, what is that? What are the keys? What are the things that my body is trying to signal to me and trying to tell me in this moment? And the key here is to listen to it and not to ignore it. And we've gotten in the habit and the pattern of dishonoring our bodies. And that clicked for a couple of clients of mine when we really got into it. And it sounds so aggressive, like dishonoring, like it doesn't have to be like that aggressive, but dishonoring ourselves in the way of just not listening to the cues and our bodies or what they're trying to tell us. They are so freaking smart. We're coded with years and centuries worth of information and programming, which can be a great thing, but it can also, you know, times are changing. We're technically geared towards living in a caveman world. Like, we're technically designed to be living in caves, right? So now with all of the technology and the fast-paced life and everything that's moving on, and the emails and the text messages and the social medias and all of the things that we're bombarded with, it can be really easy to just ignore all of the things that are coming into our energy field, coming from the inside out. Can just be really easy to ignore those things. And I am the first one to say, I have been there, and I still, that still happens sometimes when seasons are swirling around us. And especially if you have kids or jobs and full-time, you know, commitments, and we have travel and we have all of these things happening around us, it seems like we just move from point A to B to C to D every single day. We go to bed and we get up and do it again. So finding a daily ritual, a weekly ritual, something that you can prioritize and really start to come back to connecting with your body, even if it's just, it's sounds some sort of way like a, you know, a self massage, right? Not in that way or in that way, like however you want to take it, right? Like sometimes I'll just put a hand on my chest and feel the breath move in and out of my body, put a hand right on my solar plexus, like right underneath my rib cage, and just feel the breath moving in and out of my body just to start circulating that air, moving it in and out, and just feeling that breath coming up and coming back down can be just a beautiful 2 to 3 minute practice, right? Coming back to that mindful breathing, taking a bath, spending a few minutes outside, feeling your feet under the grass. And I know these things are like, it's like buzzwords on social media, right? Like grounding and all of these things, but it's just coming back into the basics. And one of the biggest things that really started to help me in this practice is finding somebody who could hold space for me so I didn't feel so alone. And I have no shame in saying that. I love working with different coaches and mentors and facilitators in this space because it can feel so lonely, like we're going through this thing by ourselves. And I just want to give the, like, put the permission out there that it is okay to find people. Maybe it's just a friend who can hold that space for you, like a neutral space. Somebody who is not trying to fix you. Somebody who is not like, well, if you just do this, then this would. That can be one of the more harsher situations. And I have lived this. And it's funny, my husband and I talk about this all the time. Because as I'm not going to, you know, put an umbrella over all men, but a lot of men out there, my husband was one of these men who would just try to fix things. And I would just come to him and tell him what's coming on. He's like, well, if you just did this and this, you could do this and then this thing would happen. And I'm like, that's not what I need right now. I love the constructive criticism. Like, I love the help. But sometimes you just need somebody to sit and listen from a neutral space. That's they ain't trying to fix you. They're there just to hold whatever is coming up for you. And if you are in a season or a moment of your life that you are open to really receiving feedback or trying to workshop things, that's the beautiful thing about therapy. That's the beautiful thing about coaching and mentorship and working with different facilitators is that those people are there for that exact reason. It's like a third party. It's somebody who is not invested in your day-to-day life, who has necessarily a personal opinion on what's going on. It's just like, okay, thank you so much for sharing that. And then we can just ask some questions that will guide you to be able to get closer to that intuition, to be able to guide you in somatic tools, to be able to connect deeper with your body. This is one of my favorite things about the containers that I work with women in, whether it's retreats or one-to-one coaching or even my workshops that I'll be bringing back this fall, is that there are so many tools available. And when you can have somebody sit with you and truly listen and hear what's coming up for you without judgment or expectation for you to be or do or, you know, create this certain thing, just somebody to hold that space and allow you to be able to navigate and explore what's coming up in your physical body, because nobody else is in that body but you. You are the only one who holds the keys and the codes to be able to unlock and start to clear and release some of the stuck and stored energy. We hold so much stagnant, old, also beautiful energy in our bodies that can just start to create some blockages. And this can show up and manifest in our businesses, in our relationships, and things we're bringing into this world as parents, as partners, as employees, or whatever it is that you do in this world as a human. This can create some pretty big blockages. And I have been there multiple times that things just start to manifest. I've had old anxiety come up and it starts to show up in my business and it starts to show up in my marriage. And I'm like, this feels just like, bleh. This is not a clean energy. So it's up to me to be able to go in internally to move and to clear some of those things. And some of my deepest work has been done with facilitators and mentors and on retreats and with other women and other people being able to just hold that space for me and allow me to figure it out on my own with the guidance and support, right? That's been one of the biggest keys for me. This is why I love my one-to-one containers that I help and support women in. And this is especially why I am so passionate about the retreats that I hold, the permission to activate retreats, because this is a 5-day container with 1 month of coaching before and 1 month of one-to-one coaching after the retreat itself, to where we can go in somatically in the body and really explore and play around in there and just see what's coming up for you. See where the blockages are living and manifesting in your body and what we can do to start clearing them. Or maybe you're in a season where you're like, you know what? I feel pretty clear. Like, I feel really good. I am looking for something that is just a lot of fun and a lot of support and a lot of trust and a lot of play. And all of those beautiful things that also come along in this retreat space, because we do the healing work and we also have a crap ton of fun as well. We have so much fun. It's like a girl's trip on steroids. I just did a post about this a couple days ago. It truly is a girl's trip on steroids, because you're hitting every point of deep healing work, experiences, guest speakers who are coming in, you are taking care of from the moment that you put your bags down when you get to the house, from the moment that you leave, that you're 100% held and supported, and you can feel the deep and divine sisterhood that is so present with all of the women there, that it's unlike anything else that I've ever experienced. It's almost like, if you know, you know. And once you know, you really know. But if you don't know and you want to know, that was a lot there. If you don't know and you want to know, this is exactly the time to lean in and trust that intuition that something is pulling you to an experience like this. Or even if you are just looking to have a deeper connection and relationship with your body alongside other women. And I know that can be very scary, because so many of us have some sisterhood wounds, and I don't like to drop that out there so freely because it sounds, again, like another buzzword. But truly, I had to work through a lot of this to be able to say yes to something like this. And sometimes just saying yes is the permission that feels so freeing, that yes, this might be scary. Yes, I've been maybe burned in the past, or, you know, you hear a lot of women say, you know, I've been stabbed in the back and people were talking about me and all of these things. And yes, I completely understand everything that you're saying, because I have been there as well. But this might be the invitation to call you forward and to say, yes, I am ready. I am open. I want to start unlocking parts of myself that have been closed off for a really long time. And I feel like immersing myself in a high vibration, high frequency setting outside of my home, outside of my environment, to just completely immerse myself with somebody who can hold and support me alongside other women in a fresh new city might just be the thing that is calling you. And this is the invitation to say yes. And I really hope you join us, because there's only a few spots. This retreat is very intimate for this specific reason, to be able to go deep, but also to have a lot of fun. So if this is resonating with you and you are like, yes, Nashville sounds like the thing that is calling to me right now, just head over to Instagram, drop in my DMs and just say, hey, you know, I heard that podcast episode, the retreat is speaking to me, or just, you know, simply just message me and just say retreat, and I can send you all of the details. November 12th through the 16th in Nashville, Tennessee, 2024. And there are some really amazing things and experiences that we're going to be doing down there in Nashville. So if this is in alignment with you, head over to my DMs, drop into my DMs, and I can also link the application in the show notes as well. So, all right, you guys, I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and I will see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.